spend a lot of time on two lines of Gemara. We spoke about the first Gemara of Tetzach B'Ish Erva, the next Gemara of Shok B'Ish Erva. Then there's the next Gemara. Gemara goes on. Amar Shmuel Kol B'Ish Erva. Shenemar Ki Kolech Oyev U'Marech Nova. Period. So, the Shulchan Aruch, which you can see a few pages down a little later, it says, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Yei, and it says, Simenai and Heisiv Gimel, Yei Shli Zoyer Mishmiyas Kol Zemer Isha, Oma Shmuel Kol Di Isha Erva, Shenemar Ki Kolech Oyev U'Marech Nova. Period. So, the Shulchan Aruch, which you can see a few pages down a little later, it says in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Yei, and it says Simenai and Heisiv Gimel, Yei Shli Zoyer Mishmiyas Kol Zemer Isha Bishas Kriyas Shema. Very, very powerful lesson. Yei Shli Zoyer, it's a nice idea not to hear Kol Isha Bishas Kriyas Shema. Doesn't seem to echo the clear statement of the Gemara that Kol B'Yisha Erva. Why is he so saying, why is he so powerful, Yeshli Zoyer? So the Vilna Gaon explains on the spot. Right over here, Avala Rosh Vatur Kosvu, it's right to the first beginning of the page in the Bira Gaon. The Lomayr in the Kriyashma. V'chena Rambam, v'zeh shekosuv yesh li zohar alochus l'poskim hanal, which are previously mentioned, printed on the previous page, Rabbeinu Yonah, the Agos Maimini, and the Mordechai, that's referring to Kriyas Shema as well. But the machlokes in the Rishonim, whether this din of Kol V'Yisha Erva relates to Kriyas Shema now. We spent a lot of time last week spent on, what we discussed before, Tefach and Shok, and we said it's a special din of Kriyas Shema. Whatever is done to a Krishna, what's it doing in the Sabbath of Brahma? It's a Krishna Diganyan. So, however, there are certain Rishonim, the Rosh and the Rambam saying, no, it's sure it starts off talking about Krishna. But once the Gemara got started, Tefach, so they already finished up all their various Gemaras, even though they have nothing to do with Krishna per se. This is what the other Rishonim say. That's the Machlokas and the Rishonim. I should hasten to add, it's important just to hold to me, Libam. That the Rishonim who are quoted as saying that it's a din by Kriyas Shema, such as the Mordechai, which the Vilna Gaon quotes, should be understood properly and should not be misunderstood. What they mean is that there is a unique aspect, an additional dimension to the din of Kol V'Yisha Erva, which applies in particular to Kriyas Shema. In other words, the din of Kol B'Yisha Erva applies not only all the time, but especially B'Sha'as Kriyas Shema. Of course, you may ask, what's the difference? It's usher all the time, so Kal V'Chomer B'Sha'as Kriyas Shema, which is, of course, the Gemara's question in effect before. So the Rishonim already say, as the Bar Hedav says over here, Afilu Penuya. We'll see later on. It could be a Penuya ordinarily would be Mutter, but in the Kebizman Kriyas Shema would be awesome. Why am I emphasizing and re-emphasizing this fact, which should be obvious to all? Because the statement that has been misconstrued. Certain individuals, so the Mordechai says, that the Machlokes, some say Kol V'Yisha Erva has nothing to do with Kriyas Shema. That's the Shita Rosh and the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch relies on it. And no, Kol V'Yisha Erva is in Kriyas Shema. So some misunderstood it to mean, it means Shalom B'Sha'as Kriyas Shema, there's nothing wrong with Kol V'Yisha. That's it. Nothing wrong because it's only Halacha Kriyas Shema. This is a misunderstanding of what the Mordechai said. Yes?
Wasn't that trying to cheat the Shita of the Gaon?
What? That you're hearing, that's the same thing which someone told you, based on the same misunderstanding of the Gaon which are quoted by the Mordechai. And the Mordechai quotes him, if I Gaon, he says, it's the Loch and Kriyas Shema. So people who are very anxious to be matir certain musical activities which are commonplace, They had the Kimoti Shalarov. They found a Gaonim and a Mordechai. Look at these very authoritative individuals who we very often follow, who said a Kol Bishav is Lachem Krishna. So on this base they were Matir Kalisha, yes, no problem with musicals, with songs, nothing. It's based on the misunderstanding of the Mordechai. There's enough in a raya. That's later. The Gemara talks about Kalisha Masech, the Kiddushin, having nothing to do with Krishna. As a matter of fact, it's quite a problem. The Gemara, because the Rishonim say, we'll get to it later, I'm just going ahead of myself to get this raya in. The Gemara is a case where someone was said hello, the Shela Shalom, and the Muslim, don't you know the famous din of Kol Bisha Erva? And the Gemara, the whole, the whole Sugin in the Shechta Kiddush. One thing emerges clearly from that Sugin Kiddush. The guy wasn't saying Krishna over there. Now, if you see that Gemara Kiddush clearly, without any doubt, that Kol Bisha Erva is Shalom B'Shav Krishna. So what did the Gaonim do? The famous Gaonim, the Gaonim never said it. It's an Alilat Sheker. The Gaonim never said a Kalisha's limit is Shav Krishna. It said Kalisha is Allah in Krishna, La Fuke Shida Sarosh, which has nothing to do with Krishna. Nafkamini for a Panuya, for example. This is, or other possible Nafkaminis. But that someone said it's limited only to Shav Krishna, I think it's impossible. It's against the Beferish of Gemara. Okay? So I want to get that very clear, because this is a lot of, the Shidas HaGaonim and the Mordechai, I just don't think that's what they say. Okay? So that's why he said it twice. All right. Okay. But it isn't the Gemara of Kol Bisha Erva. So the Mr. Brewer, right? He spells it out. Mr. Brewer spells this whole Torah out over here. Mr. Brewer says that Kol Bisha Erva is Afilu Tenuya. Afilu Tenuya. Unfortunately, it's on the page which is missing here from the Maramah Thomas. So if you trust me, this is Kratin Yudzayin. Afilu Tenuya. I'll give you the verbatim quotation that I have in front of you. Ava Shalom B'Shaz Kriyash Mashari. But a Kol Isha Tenuya is Mutter Shalom B'Shaz Kriyashma. Ah! Shalom Yechave Lehanos Mizeh. Kidei Shalom Yavar Lidei Hiru. Okay? Finish up the quote. The Zemer Eishes Ish, V'chein Kol Arayas L'Olam Asa L'Shmoa, V'chein Kenuya She'enida Mechal Arayasi. End quote. So the Shabur is saying that B'Shaz Kriyashma, even Kol Tenuya is us. Shalom B'Shaz Kriyashma, Kol Tenuya is Mutter, he passed him for Halacha. However, and with the condition Shlo Yechaven Lahanos Mizeh, Shlo Yavu L'Dei Hiru. What does that mean? So what are we talking about over here? So why is he listening? If he, what are we discussing? Say, Kol Bisha Pnuya is Mutter. But he shouldn't listen. So I mean, so what's Mutter exactly over here? What's he matter if everything is awesome? So Rav Meir explains in his tshuva in Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph Siman Chavov, should be in the back. It's follows. It depends what you're listening for. What are you listening for? He says, when a person listens to a singing voice, you can have one of two kavanos. He can enjoy the voice because of the song, because of the tune, etc., etc. That's one thing. But he could also have kavana to enjoy the singing because it is a female that is singing. So Ramesh, that's the critical criterion over here. He says, and I'm giving a quotation here, the af in Yeshlehem hanoh mishmiyas kol shira, ein lahakshiv zeh hanoh meha isha, the kamol came. Imhoyim is Zamir Ish Nami Hoyalem Hanah the Shmiyat Shira. So that's the critical criterion over here. Would he have the same enjoyment if it was a man with a good voice, or a young boy with a good voice? Want to get an equal voice, or the same high voice. The 9-year-old kid who's singing with the same high pitched voice, would he have the same Hanah from the Zemer or not? Now, let's be honest with himself. If the answer is yes, so Rav Moshe writes, that's what we're talking about, that's what's Mutter. Kol Isha Pnuya Tahora, if you have the same Hanoah from a Kol Ish, then that's all right. Then he's having Hanoah just from the Zemer. However, if he feels he's having Hanoah because of the fact that the singer was a woman, then it's prohibited. Yes? So
what do you mean by having Hanoah, you know, the same type of Hanoah for him? Quality of the voice
That's why I gave an example. Someone's a young boy who's 10 years old who can have a high-pitched voice, which is similar.
If I would have enjoyed equally hearing the nine-year-old boy's voice,
right.
When I hear the woman's voice,
right.
I still need Hana out of following her voice. Is it different than that?
Well, I don't know. I'm not an expert in voice. I'll tell you the honest truth.
There are different voices. When you're listening, you can come out. You can
come out.
Oh. There
it is. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I mean, you're paying a trash in English most. That's what he's saying. I mean, you're questioning how it works out in fact. You point to fact in a particular instance. What are I really having an offer?
I'm not sure I understand.
Right. In my mind, I understand. So the person likes to hear somebody sing a niggin. Some little thing, I was just down there by the farm sale. The time is now. Time is now. Someone has to hear, Asher Bara. I don't know Asher Bara. You see Asher Bara, someone can sing Asher Bara, beautiful too, with a nice trill and everyone comes after. So you can sing it, a boy can sing it, and a girl can sing it. The one down to that area with a boy, so happy. A man, so happy. On Avram Free, I think it was. Oh, coming in a pitch. So people enjoy hearing Avram Free. They probably would. Many who would rather hear him sing it than hear a female vocalist sing it. He sings it very nicely. So, if a female sings it, they say, oh, not bad, almost as good as Avram Free. So then, that would be mutter, because I'm just enjoying it. I like the niggin, I like the words, I like the music, I like the orchestra, I like the whole story. But if he's enjoying it because, in particular, because it's a woman, and hearing it from a very male singer, he wouldn't enjoy it so much, then you have a problem. So I don't know if that helps at all, but I'm trying to explain.
I'm wondering if it's a matter of having as opposed to...
I don't know. I'm trying to explain it as best as I can. Yes? Okay. Yes. Everyone speaks from his own point of view. So, that might be an appropriate understanding. Yes?
Is there any problem of Alicia by also veto?
No. Okay. Yes?
What about Diana?
Yeah, there are much. The Mishra Berurah is a guy also. I'll get to the reason why.
By
Panuya. Even by Panuya. We'll get to the reason in a minute. It'll become obvious why it's up. Now, let's hold on a second. I would say it's analogous that we discussed last week. We discussed that Ramosha basically makes the analogy. Different kinds of histaklos. We mentioned last week. So, We saw last week that Histaklus Amenach Lehanos is also. Alright? It would seem, therefore, that Shmias Kalisha Penuya, again, Amenach Lehanos, from the fact that she is a woman, is prohibited. The same as staring at a woman because she's a woman, is also prohibited. Okay? However, Histaklus Shelo Amenach Lehanos is, we mentioned last week, is Mutter. For example, a man has a studies in Yeshiva College, and there are a number of very prominent female faculty members. So he's following the lecture very attentively, and he's looking at the teacher, which is the normal way that things are done. When you're not taking notes, look at the teacher. So that is permissible, we mentioned last week, because it's a start with shalom, l'shem, hanoh, she's mutter. Unless it'll come, they hanoh. Depends how pretty the teacher is, there are a lot of factors involved over there. So very machmir here in YU. But you better erase that. But on its own merits, it's mutter. So the same thing would apply over here in terms of listening to the voice. If you listen to the voice because it's a woman and it's a pretty woman's voice, then it would be also the same as. But if not, it would be mutter. This is what the Moshe means, if I'm not mistaken. He also, therefore, says in this particular case, no matter Beis Yaakov putting on a performance of girls of 10 years old, said it's mutter, and some kanoi or baksim, how can you say it's mutter? The Mishnah Berurah says it's actually chavin the hanas, we should be afraid of chavin the hanas. So Rav Moshe writes, the same way as the stakel, the isha shalom, and some of it's mutter, we're not worried, so he's going to look at her face and wear a mare mask, because maybe someone will come along and have kavana lehanas. Same thing over here, we're not worried about it. It could happen when they're on, but not mukhib to worry about that. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the truth. Okay, this applies to Penuya. Penuya Tahora. What about a Penuya Nida or an Eishasish or some other Erva? Then, it's awesome. Even Shalom Hashem's creation. Why? Here's a very difficult problem to analyze. Why? If you're going to tell me that it's Usher, Mishum v'nishmatam mikol davara, because of hearer, because of the alluring female voice, maybe the hearer. How do you understand the distinction between a erva and a penuya? But it doesn't make any sense, no? One day you hear the woman's voice, and it's mutaf you hear the woman's voice, and the next day it's also the woman's voice, or vice versa. How can that be? Is there a difference in the nishmarta between one day and the next, based on when she's a nida, when she's not a nida? Very difficult. So as a matter of fact, the Be'er Sheva holds, quoted by the Be'er Hetev in Eved Ezra there, in Sifkot and Dalet and Simon Chaf Aleph, that it's also the call for New Year Tahor is also. That makes sense? Look, if the female voice is arousing, because maybe the day here, you have to ask the call for New Year Tahor also. The Mishnah Rapaskins Lakula, like the Beit Shmuel and Rabbi Paskim, that it's mutter. So what doesn't make any sense? What's the difference as far as the Nishmata between Tahora and between a Nida? So Lachoy, I have to say that Kol Isha, that Rabbi Yosef points out in the Tshuva about it, I think it's in Yechaveh Doros also, and only a Biyomer, that Kol Isha is the Rabbonim. So he's the Rabbonim. So Rabbana made an Easter on. What's the matter? Okay. So the Easter Rabbana, what's the nature of the Easter Rabbana? Why did they make this Easter? So the Chaorah we see from here something very interesting. The Chazal asked Kol Isha not because of the Nishmarta. If it was because of the Nishmarta, you would have to say it's Asur, even for Penuyah Tahorah. We mentioned the very beginning of last week's Shia as another reason to ask for these kinds of histaklios v'chadomim. And that is because Chalila could be maybe the day's nus. And the Gemara tells him, except the Megillah, Purim, they can't tell what else the Yom. Megillah Tetzvav, the Gemara says, Yael Bakola Zinsa, and she was able to be very seductive through her voice. And then the Chazal are presumably afraid that of the, we had the beginning, that Lo Sesurach Levachma Freinechem says nus, that certain kind of istakas might be maybe the day's nus in the Torah for him. But since on a Rabbanan level, Rabbanan said, listen, watch out, Kol Isha Erva. If you will listen to a Kol Isha, it could Chalila v'chati maybe the day's nus. 1 minute. Chalila maybe the day's nus. However, because this is really, perhaps you might consider it somewhat remote, we call it Vaidavika Chashash, there the Chazal said, listen, depends, we will impose an Isser, but we're only going to impose our Isser, it depends how hard the stakes are. In other words, if Chas V'Shalom, the person is Nichshal, there's nuts because he hears the Kol Isha, what kind of Aver will he be violating? That's what they said. If it's a Kol B'Isha Erva, Kol Erva of the woman or he had relations with him, it would be an Issa Kore, like for example, an Eishes Dish, or be a new one, Nida, etc. So there's a terrible thing you have to worry about to make, even if it may sound a little bit remote, we're not going to take any chances whatsoever to use that. And therefore they impose Xera, Kol Isha Erva. However, if it's Kol Isha Penuyah Tahora, although I'm cutting through a lot of lumsus and Tulpulim and Makaris, the bottom line is that the Bia with the Isha Penuyah Tahora is prohibited, very possibly the Doraisa. Nevertheless, there's no Issa Kores, could be a Salaf, could be a Bittul Essay, could be maybe someone to Rabbana, different sheets, I'm not going to do that now, but the bottom line that it's also, but it's not just serious, is there? At the same level, there's no Kores. So therefore they said, we're not going to extend our Xera this far to Aser Kol Isha Penuya Tahor. This seems to be the only way to explain the distinction between Kol Isha Penuya Tahor, which is Mutter Shalom B'Shas Kriyat Shema, and Kol Erva, Kol Nida, Kol Eshesish, which is also, yes.
Question. Does he have any evidence for this formulation of the
Rabbinic Sarah
beyond just
Who's
the
Rabbi Yosef? I just mentioned it for one fact. Don't put words in his mouth. Hey, blame me. He just said it's the Rabbana. That's all. Because the most part of the Rabbana. Blame it. Throw your arrows at me. I don't mind.
So, beyond the fact that just we have a peculiar anomaly in the post, indication, in fact, that this is the structure.
No, there. Not that I know. And second of all, even if the part of the structure is wonder,
would it make sense to say, hopefully,
Anita
is wonderful, because this is an
era
that you can wait and become
wonderful? Okay, as a matter of fact, there's one view, it seems to say this. I don't want to get too carried away, because if it exists at all, it's a das yachid. if it exists. I'm referring to the Alter Apostim in that same siman, Kalisha. He calls him a savior called Api Zutri. I'm not even sure who that is. I just don't know who it is. But if he calls it there, I'm sure it's someone who was a big god, I just don't know who. Who seems to equate the, just in a passing remark, seems to equate the din of Kol Yish Erev with the din of Seir Yish Erev. And he kept from the context, I didn't look it up in the original, I don't know, maybe you look it up, let me tell you, look it up in the library, in the original. Api Zutri. And he seems to indicate it as the same kind of a status, which of course could be explained only on the basis of our analysis with your extension. I agree with you. However, the consensus view is that we don't apply the idea of Yochel Yisran al-Achazman to this particular Zeir. Why not? I can't tell you, but that's the consensus.
We clearly know what extended to the case of a woman who is
Tahorah, but
we haven't
gone
to Mexico.
A woman who's Tahorah? Okay,
she's not Tahorah,
but
she's rising to
go
to Mexico, but has not, like...
No, not at all. That's not so. If the halacha states that the Zeir applies to Kol Isha Nidra, so we don't say, well, look, she's in the middle of Shiva Nakim, or she's finished the Shiva Nakim, and she could have gone to the Mikvah, she was delayed. We don't make a distinction. It's Xer by all din of Nidra.
It's a very peculiar chapter
in the Gemara, though,
right? At this point, none of
this is
mashma from the text of the words
of
the Gemara
in front of us. I don't know what's mashma. There's nothing mashma. There's only one line. How much do you mashma in one line?
It's called
the
Isha Erev.
That's all Gemara.
It's something very conscious here. It's on very little substance in
text. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you have the option of following the Mechumra of the Be'er Sheva.
I mean,
and actually,
so
I'm with you. I'm not against you. I'm 100%. So you have to ask it even for Kol Yishuv Pnei Torah. I'm not against you. I think it's a very worthwhile Chumra. And it makes it fits in very much needed. Really, 100%. Yes?
Before the Shmua,
yeah.
Your
analogy broke down right there. It just broke down. Krovos, there's no use to say after single, but he needs to call me if he's by a Gemara at least, though, if he's by a Chumash, whatever. Obviously, it's a good analogy. But you're right, it's not found that neither, to be honest, it's not found that neither is the same as Eishes Ish, and this might be based on this Api Zutri, which I haven't seen the original, maybe it would be based on that kind of a logic, that's Yochel Yisran al-Achaz Man. Perhaps. Also, I don't go into the Lumbus. There's some poskim who say that neither is not really a din of erva, it's not a kind of a halacha, but I don't know if that is even appropriate over here, I'm not sure. But for whatever reason, you're right, it's not found, but we haven't found anybody to argue explicitly on the base Shmuel that I know of. This Ape Zutri, I'm not sure what to make of it, because I haven't seen it in this original, but it seems to say, mix it with say it together. Okay, yes? I know the Rambam holds that issue. He does it in a bar. Others disagree. Okay, that's true. Okay. Yes. Well, with it, how do you know? Amisha the sugar. How do you know? Amisha writes that once she turned 12 years old, you have to assume she's in the status of Nidan. If you want to play it safe, she's already started at 11. And if the doctors will tell you that's what the average age is, what? No, that's not true. You heard from somebody, I know you heard it from, that's not true. Okay, let's go, nothing. Okay, let's go on. However, I should add that even if Yohaz and Mekilim are both sides, this is important. Even if Yohaz and Mekilim who say that Kol Yishuv Pnei Torah is Mutter, which is the Mishnah Berurah's talk, I mean, you can't Nachavek the Mishnah Berurah, it's only that on the books it's Mutter in the sense that Chazal didn't make any across the board Isurim. However, if an individual himself feels, he knows himself, that he has Yehurim as a result of the Kol Yishuv Pnei Torah, he's clearly not allowed to listen to it. As the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, when it comes to those Sikhu Vulgar HaTerva, there are certain Isurim which Chazal made across the board. But every individual, if he feels that something turns him on, I don't know what, any crazy thing in the world, he must refrain from that kind of an activity or a phenomenon, even if it's not found anywhere in any sphere. There's a sphere of minimum. He has to add, if necessary. Certainly, the cult of the Torah, which is an amboigus, if he himself finds that it's a problem, he's certainly not allowed to listen to it. Yes?
Is it possible that the
in-ear
thousand is the norm rather than the minimum, if one knows that one doesn't get your Torah from...
Okay, that's a good question. There are Gemaras that affect about much more serious matters. The Gemaras talk about, even as far as we call commonly Tadisa Negiya, which is possibly a Doraisa according to the Rambam, and yet the Gemara has the case of Damiele Kakaki the Chivri. They look like ducks or white geese. The Poskim caution that one should be very, very careful before assuming that he is on such a level. I wouldn't recommend it to anybody. I'll only tell you one story, which some of my team may have heard from me before, about Rav Elia Lapian. Rav Elia Lapian gave a long Musa Shmuz to the Talmidim in the Yeshiva, protesting against some people had a custom to go to a mixed swimming, which we discussed last week, and the problem of Istakras, which is generally Mechusa, and it's very serious, got a whole long Shmuz. And one of the Talmidim apparently approached him afterwards, when the Talmidim were gathered around, and said, the Rebbe, you know, I heard the whole Shmuz, and I think it's a very important thing, but I'll tell you the truth, I've been in many times at such activities, and I've seen what there is to be seen, and it doesn't affect me one bit. So Rebbe Lapian started screaming, quick, call a doctor, this boy is sick. End quote. I know. I know. I know.
So, given the fact that this is a contemporary halakha
class,
if one doesn't, in fact, get these people on
a... First you should go to a doctor. Make sure he's healthy. If it doesn't come to me, ask the shadow, we'll talk about it. Okay? Let's go. Now, there's a sefer which is a very interesting sefer called Hatznei Aleches, written by a Rabbi Ellenson from Eretz Yisrael. I once had the privilege to speak with him together at a conference a little over a year ago, I think. We had a very interesting sharing of views. He has an interesting piece in his work about Kol Isha, which he has an analysis which is basically the same as I presented until now, that Kol Isha, if it's permitted by Kol Isha Pnei Tahora, must be based upon the Chashash Nus, and he takes it one step further. Very interesting step. He suggests as follows. If Kol Isha is also Mishim Hirurim, it's also no matter what. If, however, Kolish is also Mishim Chashash Shema Yavolidei's Nus, then he suggests it's possible that what the last question, which is this phrase, what if he doesn't personally have nothing, he said, I'm afraid to make such a statement about anybody. We are all B'nai Adam. However, if the context, not just the particular person, but the whole context of the situation, the circumstances are such that Chashash Nus is simply totally out of the question, unrealistic, impossible, etc., then he suggests maybe the prohibition would not exist according to this definition based upon the Mishnah Berurah. For example, he gives the opera. The opera. Now we know, those who know, that in certain communities in Europe, there were certain very Orthodox Jews, extremely so, who were very medaktek b'mitzvahs, were very careful, kalak of a chamura, and some of whose spiritual heirs have certain negative things to say about our institution. Nevertheless, they were known to frequent the opera in the places in Europe where culture was considered a very significant part of Jewish life. I'm not going to be any more specific. The question is, how so? Presumably, they must have either foreseen or figured out, and on the Vina Vinay Vinay, this possible heter. That since the was no personal relationship whatsoever. Presumably they went to an opera and they sat, I don't know if they sat in the orchestra, or maybe they sat the wolf on the top of the balcony, and it was a big theater, and the singer was singing in some kind of foreign language they didn't even understand her probably. And it was just, you know, that opera is a event of high culture, etc., etc. And as soon as the show was over, the opera star ran away to a different Vienna, and there was no chance of even saying hello to the opera singer. So therefore, they may have felt that since the chash nus is simply totally unrealistic in this case, perhaps Yisrael Kalisha does not apply. Perhaps, Rabbi Ellenson writes that he thinks that the reason that other rabbis, actually no rabbi ever printed this heter, that the reason that the Rabbanim didn't subscribe to this heter is because it's very difficult to draw the line, and it's kind of a low plug, and where do you, you know, draw the study? What if he knows her a little bit, or if his cousin knows her, or if his, you know, it's very hard to draw a line over here. But I should say, at least it's a limud chus. It's a limud chus on individuals today who are orthodox, are very frum and everything like that, but still they go to certain kind of entertainment which involves kolisha. So while I would not say it's permissible, at the same time, you want to always look for a limud chus on members of Klal Yisrael. I think this is the limud chus, that they feel it's the whole Yisrael Shun Chashash is a nus. It's unrealistic in the situation such as these. And therefore, they feel that it's all right. I want to also mention this limud chus because I want to draw a distinction. See, some people say, some people say that certain circumstances are where there's a problem of kolisha in a community, within the Orthodox community, I'm saying, whether it be a shul situation or be a camp situation or whatever situation, and well, somehow or other, kolisha has been taken care of. Like, if people just go, you know, somehow or other, there must be some kind of heter for it. So if you don't know what the heter is, then you can say it applies all the time. If, however, you know that possible heter might be, because what I said, you know very well that it does not apply in a situation where the girl singing is someone who you know. So, I mean, melamed chus, A, because I think melamed chus, those who know me know that I'm a big believer in melamed chus, but B, I'm melamed chov also. And no one should extend this practice, which there is a limud chus, to a personal situation where the limud chus is much less. Yes? Presumably, possibly does not apply. The average person, we presume, there is no here. If a person finds himself not to be in the average situation, too bad, stop, then he is personally prohibited. That's why I go to the chinuch before. Okay? Good. Okay. I have to get him to the table for him. Okay. This is as far as that's concerned. Of course, it has ramifications, yes?
What about the professional?
That's a good question.
Or somebody who's a voice therapist?
That's a good question. That's a good question. The Gemara has this case of Uman the Malach's authority. He's so busy with his work that the... that's a good question. It's very hard to see in the case of a doctor, we are maker for a particular reason. In other words, the woman has to go to the doctor and she, let's say she has to find a superior male doctor, and so she's permitted to go. That's how we assume. But here, so maybe there's no requirement to go for voice lessons. Go find a female voice lesson. Ah, she's not as good, so she's not as good. In other words, it's not as if it's a health situation. I don't want to answer that question on a general, perhaps depending on the situation. It's my, you know, my issue actually can't answer yes or no. Okay? Okay. Now this has ramifications for all kinds of, yes?
Yeah, could you explain whether there's any distinction between hearing something directly or listening on the radio?
That just took the words out of my mouth. What about radio and things like that? Well, let's go slow. Let's start from Minakal Elakovic. Let's take a person listening to a radio voice of Ethel Merman. Well, I picked her. She's Jewish, by the way. Zimmerman. But, what's going on in the world? Toro Mada, but culture also with this issue. She is no longer amongst the living. Now, so therefore, a chash nus would be somewhat
unhealthy.
In any event, a quarter is said now, that would clearly be mutter. What about, you hear, raised Barbara Streisand? Oh. Different story. So then, one would have to say that along the lines she pursued earlier, that that stated that if the voice, if the shmias kol isha is not going to be made with the day's news, that it will be mutter. So even I would say as follows: even if one would want to make a low plug as far as hearing live music is concerned, one could argue that live music, the basic ritzia is le'isa, because in generally speaking, could leave the day nus. Whereas recorded music would seem, which is generally speaking from recording stars who are not accessible to the average individual, and often are living in other parts of the world, etc., etc. So therefore it would seem that one could say that there's no real chashash nus, and there really shouldn't be any low plug for recorded music, and therefore one could make a good case that it's mutter. But Rav Yosef is mater it in his shul. However, he has a strange distinction. He asks TV. Now, I don't understand that. I mean, that's a different story. If you say, maybe they hear, we just prove before that they do, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's not a question of hearing. The question is nus. The question is, you see her on TV, but she's performing Beverly Hills. That's a little expensive. The chant is really very remote. Ella Mai, she's not dressed properly. It's maybe they hear, then it's also without opening her voice. You turn off the sound of the TV, it's also us. Let's say some kind of combination of it's incremental. I don't know. It all depends on the situation. I would not make an Easter below plug, and therefore for that reason I think movies would also be mutter. Again, like we say in a different context, any movie which you can see without the Kalisha, you can see with the Kalisha. So it's somewhat limited. But in my opinion, it would be mutter, strictly speaking, again, unless it's also for other reasons, which include most movies. But I don't see why it should be also just because there's a video component as well, it's my opinion. A microphone is a different situation, however. I must tell you, in all honesty, a microphone in most instances involves a human voice as well. Unless it's very rare instances. Usually a microphone, you know, the mic. That's not so great. You take away the mic, you can hear anyway. In most situations, the mic amplifies the voice, yes, makes it louder, yes. But if a person is good enough to sing in front of a microphone, it's usually good enough that you can hear the person without the microphone, as a rule. So therefore, I don't think that's much of a basis to be mocked.
Did you like the song Shana?
I don't know. Don't think so.
That's how I know we should have had it in my
country. I don't believe it's so. It's given the things you're not, the volume, you're not only hearing the call, you're hearing the voice, you're hearing her voice, as well as the microphone. I'll say, pray, call it Lamish Tami. Very cool. You're hearing her voice and the microphone's voice. First of all, it's a question, I did the Chavivi. That's the question of the one of the Gillis. I'm the Ginyan. Hey, those are the same call. It's the same thing. Yes. I'm saying it's not us to Mishamir.
But if it is,
right.
Okay, look.
If something is technically mutter, then we go back to what was mentioned before. If it's technically mutter, and you're not afraid of anything, it's one story. If it's technically usher, and you want to be an exception in that direction, it's a different story. See the way?
Well, I'm saying that if the voice you're hearing is
basically hearing the same voice, it's simply amplified. Whatever. In any event, I think it's problematic. Yes?
Yeah, I'm not recording where it's not.
If there's a recording of someone who you know personally, then it seems to me that it should be avoided. Because it, although I'm a big believer that a recorded voice and even a telephone voice and a microphone voice is not the same voice, I don't see how the post can say you can be Yotzi Havdalah on the phone and a Megillah and a mic. I don't understand that at all. But that on one hand, but on the other hand, when it comes to these in Yonim, I think that there's a very serious tzad l'hachmir on the basis of as Moshe just said before, that the reason for the gzera would apply in this case as well, unless a person feels he's in a different madrig. Yes?
Or a person who would get your order about other reasons, like
a sister. Sister is het gomer, in my opinion. You got a bigger cool than you bargained for. And those arguing on that also, but you got more than you bargained for. You see, keep fishing. Yes? Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Yes.
Are we specifically talking about treatment?
We'll get to that later too. Yes. Well, Kavana to be Nana from the voice, I'll tell you the honest truth, I'm not sure what that means in a disembodied voice. So if you're sitting then you're a tape recording of someone who you never saw or never will see.
You know what Barbara Streisand looks like.
She bailed your school out. What? So, then maybe it would be us, yes. Because then you're really having had Noah from her, is what you conjure up in your mind. That would probably be us. Yes?
Why
doesn't
that
fall into want to be Machman, yeah? I'll tell you the honest truth. I don't want to go into this now. It seems, however, it's the kids of Nimitz. I'm talking, why did I, was I matter this terrible Avera of hearing Kol Achoso? I'll tell you what I think. This is not belonging to Shia at all, but all right. Please don't misunderstand my remarks here. We know that beginning of the Gemara, all these sermons related to these kind of matters which are applied to Chalal, applied to Frat, to Arias, to relatives, except for the Abu Bito and Emu Benah, they apply with greater severity to the Arias. However, there are indications in many sources that, well, we don't have to use the expression in other contexts, times have changed. And it's not by the mere sociological development, by a divine intervention. The Gemara tells in the Sefer Sanhedrin that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, based on the pleas of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, eliminated the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah, and upon subsequent plea, eliminated the Yetzer Hara for arayos in the sense of krovos, ancestral relationships. Like most things, it's making a comeback, but that's because everyone wasn't gotten perverted. The kind of Yetzer Hara which are described also don't exist with none of that. And it's for this reason that the Rambam says, for example, that what you call Negiah, what he calls Chibuk Venishuk, which is the term which is found in the Pialacha and in earliest sources, in the Avestor of Nasan and in other sources, might that apply with the same tokev, the same power and severity to Krovos. The Rambam, for example, in describing the Isur of Chibuk Venishuk with Achoso, uses a whole series of terms. He calls it a Dava Maguna and a Maisa Tipshim and a Dava Asur. He does mention the word Asur, it's true, but if he really meant Asur, he'd have to go into such a long diatribe. You get the impression that Rambam, that he said to himself, you shouldn't do it because it may lead to something with some other woman. I mean, because he gets used to this kind of activity. But no, it's not an intrinsic Isur, and the reason is because the Yetzer Hara was knocked out by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola with the Kadosh Baruch Hu who did it at their behest. The Rashash is in Kiddushin for the same reason that the certain Yisurim of Yichud are not the same as maybe they used to be. Yichud Achosa, which presumably used to be the ultimate Yisur, is now basically mutter with these certain restrictions. And this perhaps might even apply to other blood relatives, again, ironically, relatives you cannot marry. And people talk about the kissing cousins, that's a terrible thing, that's a real Yisur. They have to say, what about all the chasms this year? Mamash, it's Ne'am Ve'eda. Oh, but she's my cousin. But she can marry their cousins. I mean, you can't say, I'm only talking about sister or other relative whom Faket, whom you may not marry the blood relative, where the presumably this Yetzer Hara was somehow killed. And therefore, I would say that Kol Achoso on that basis is Mutz. Those want to be Machmir, I have no problems with that. But I think that's Mutz. Yes?
Analogizing from this concept that you've just given about
I didn't say that.
I understand.
Okay.
Would you?
I don't know. The big mouth locus,
if
no
problem. If one does, would one say this about any such person that is in this huge notion of, this is a person that one would never be engaged with?
That's why I don't want to say it in the first place. That's exactly the problem.
Of course, those enemies, those people who do, are they forced to extend the notion that it applies, in fact, to anybody that one would not
My guess is that these eminent poskim would not extend it any further than they extended it. That's my guess. I don't know if it works for their mouth either. Okay? All right. Yes?
What's the happiness of what people do by the condition for the
poskim? Yeah. Explain why.
What?
I just have to explain why.
I mean,
Lo Sikrivil, as he says in Ovatar of Nosson the Farish, is a Xeira de Raisa, Shalyavil de Deznos. And therefore, if it's impossible to name it a Deznos, so therefore, it's not an absolute Isser in the same sense. Okay? Alright, yes, now this is in the far field. Yes?
According to what Rabbi Avadi Yosef explains, there's a distinction between an ancient Isser and
that's not, don't blame it on him, blame it on me. Okay. Yeah, alright.
So then you should listen to it.
Listen to a shiksa? Of course not. Should be older than nus. I imagine maybe you can't even imagine that a Jewish knows how to have nus with a shiksa. Unfortunately, we know that that's not the case. And therefore, precisely because of the prohibitions we explained it, kol isha nachmas biyosa. That's the chat in the Mishnah Berurah. You might have been wondering. The Mishnah Berurah says kol isha nachmas asura. Echad Kayan Vechad Yisrael. If you saw that wife, I wonder, what in the world's going on over here? What's the Kayan? What's the Kayan? Where is it in a Kayan? So now you know what it means. The Kayan is also the Nachnas Mishimis Zona, which is an Isser Chomer Yoser. And with a Jewish person, with a Nachrit, Shalom, how's it feel with the Russian Mishra? Shalom, the Russian of the Polskim. Shalom, B'derach Nisuin, B'derach Ishus. Might not be the same level. That's why the Echad Kayan in Israel is also awesome. That's that reference. Yes. I don't know of anybody. Yes. The Chassan Sofer, not Chassam, the Chassan Sofer, in which he suggests the passage of what we said earlier, Trey Koli Lo Mishtami, and he quotes it off in the Pasuk, we just read it in the Torah a few weeks ago, Vatasha Dvoro Borak Ben Avinoam. No, it's Kolisha. It must be Trey Koli. That Raya, believe me, is not the greatest Raya, because first of all, Vatasha doesn't have to be necessarily to sing, and either recited poetry, which you'll see soon. Kol, the speaking voice is generally permissible. Akol Parmi says it. Other folks come attack him, it's Aydu the Chavivi, and they say, well, he can't hear the first place, the whole literature back and forth. It seems to me that this is a perhaps what we call a snif lahakel, perhaps the tzir of other heterim. The Stechemer has a different heter. So from the Chassan Sofer, not Chassan, the Chassan Sofer, in which he suggests the pasuk of what we said earlier, Trey Kol Lo Mishtami, and he quotes it up in the pasuk, we just read it in the Torah a few weeks ago, Vatasha Dvoro Borak Ben Avinoam. No, Kalisha. It must be Trey Kol. Raya, believe me, is not the greatest Raya, because first of all, Vatasha doesn't have to be necessarily the singing, they were recited poetry, which you'll see soon. Cole, the speaking voice is generally permissible. Akol part of it says it. The Poskim attack him, it's Aydin the Chavivi, and they say, well, he can't hear the first place, the whole literature back and forth. It seems to me that this is a perhaps what we call a sniff lahakel, perhaps the tzir of other heterim. The Stechemer has a different heter. He quotes it's very famous, the heter that they all things Mirus is mutter. The Stechemer will go one up that. He says, not only is Mirus mutter, perhaps, it's all in the Epsher, perhaps, maybe even any song which is not of a love theme might be mutter. Only what he calls Shirei Agovin would be awesome. He's talking about someone who's, lullabying a baby to sleep, you know. Lullaby, good night, go to sleep, the question is how the women used to do it, and there were men in the house, how was it allowed? He calls them one of the Tzvari Gedolim, which says, who's head to Tzvara, that only Shiri Agavim is also, and he says, maybe it's true, and he doesn't think it's true, but it shouldn't, I recall the Russian, I normally haven't seen in a while, Ein zeh begeder dover tomua chalila, something like that. You shouldn't think chalila as something which is like off the wall. You can argue if it has this wrong, but don't consider it off the wall. So what I would say is that in a situation, a person finds a situation where he has a combination of various heterim, where he has the idea of trei koli, where there's a group singing, and it's also smiris, and it's also smiris, more than just not Shirei Agavim, it's not even neutral, it's actually Shirei Kodesh, that there is a good basis to be making. That's why, for example, if you're at a Shabbaton, if you're at a group, or even around a Shabbat table, and there's a group singing, I would say that this can be certainly defended on these grounds. I understand those who are mock, where it's on everything, I can understand a tradition also. But it seems to me that this is a chumrah, which even if a person wants to keep for himself, he shouldn't make a fight of. If he finds himself in the group and is kind of group singing, if you want to walk out on your own, then fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong. But I don't think it's worth making a fight over. You have a combination of various heterim over here. That's what I think. Yes?
Right.
That's what I just said. I said not to make a fight. I said, well, you can walk out, it's fine. That's all. But I think Mikra did it's mutter. You have so many various, so many heterims. It's Kolo, it's Shirei Kodesh. There are very distinguished Rabbanim who, admittedly, a decade and a half ago, probably wouldn't admit to it now anymore, when a couple came to their house for a Shabbos meal, and the husband and wife were there with this very distinguished rabbi and his wife, and they started singing Zmiras, and the young woman was silent, she didn't want to sing anything. And the rabbi said, very prominent, famous rabbi said, well, why don't you sing along? It's new, sing along. I can't believe he would say that nowadays. You know, the world's changed a little bit in the, we mentioned things, things might change. But I think Mikra right then, I think it's mutter, just that nowadays you want to be more mock, we're fine, nothing wrong with it. But I think Mikra then it's mutter, yes.
So
the
coffee shop through
I told you. In my opinion, Kol Isha on the TV and his famous Kol Isha on the radio, and if it's mutter, it's not maybe that they hear her, and it's no kashash nus, then it's mutter. If it's, yeah. Microphone is on. I think so, yes. Yes. Two different things. Maybe the day hearer means, no, not at all. Maybe the day hearer means that the person has no intention of doing anything. Right? He's a very timid soul. He's not going to do anything wrong, but he can have all kinds of machshavos throughout, which maybe lead to what we discussed last week. violation of the Yisra of the Nishmarta. That is one situation. The second thing is the more remote chashash, but the chashash for a much more serious violation, which is what we call the chashash nuz. Two totally different things.
It's not maybe
related. That's not going to be true. Otherwise, how can it be man there?
It's not maybe the hero. You can have a hero without nuz, you can have nuz without. There has to be something that drove us to the milk.
What we're saying is that, now listen, we're saying that the average case, Kodisha, we assume, is not going to make it a day hero. Because of the one in an X case, which is X being a large number, and maybe the day's nuts, we had an option for that reason.
Okay. So it seems like
hero is a problem. It's a problem. I told you before. Of course, it can be a problem. We don't make zeros across the rule because of these small number of cases in which it could be a problem if that problem only be here.
We're making it there because it's nuts.
Right, exactly.
But this nuts came about because of here.
So not one case came about because of here. We're not going to ask everybody because of the one guy who was here. But because the one guy is nuts, which is the stakes are higher, we have to ask. That's exactly why only by ever, not by an odd ever. That fits in exactly with the pattern. Yes?
Doesn't a map to Shri Ekadosh be map to Krishna? That's another one.
That's a good question. The Tosk can say that, this is what I told Tosk. I'm not kidding around. If the woman sings along at the Shabbos mirrors when they're singing, Yom Tov Mechubet, it's not so bad. But if she sings along the benching, then you have an effect that we discussed earlier, the Kol Isha, the Shas Krishna. Right? That's what you worry about. I don't make too much of this distinction. It's also. And if it's mutter, that means it's shas is mutter because it's not included in the category of kol isha ever, period. Otherwise it would be also across the board. So therefore, I would say it distracts you. If you're distracted, close your ears. So I don't know. Over the bench later. If it doesn't, I would say it's mutter even during bench. Yes?
We wouldn't make clear distinctions to the Sari Shara, but we would never say that Krishna is a fool. Like, unlike some, you mentioned
that. There is one view I'm concerned about the relative, but we don't accept that, right?
Well, I mean, but we wanted to say it by kol, but not by thing.
Well, don't forget. I mean, it's an obvious difference. The hair doesn't get holier when you're saying Krishna, but the kol gets holier when it's singing his lyrics.
No, the kol. Is it that given the nature of the topic that we know your world? That seems to be a much better, a much more logical decision than somebody who's being a
follow-up with Shemayim. Not that you're singing,
that
she's singing.
You're
singing along.
But when you're singing Krishna, and when the other person is singing,
there's
also a chance
that you're going to
hear her,
give
you
go down
before you're being a
follow-up. Well, I'm telling you, that's not what that's supposed to be saying over here. It's saying that what she is singing. You're
singing
anyway. Yes.
The entire reason is hear her and smoke. And that doesn't apply in Tefillin mirrors, let's say. So you're out on a shidduch trying to remember a niggun.
Don't ask her to sing it. I passed in Aloha, I just had this child last week. Yeah. Whistling is mother. There's your answer. You're whistling to them. Okay? Okay. Now, both By the way, the whole literature about it, I'm not going into it now, but since we're current here, the whole literature is back to Megillah. They talk about the possibility of a woman laying the Megillah, or laying the Chumash, you know, if it wouldn't be for certain problems. We should call it a tefillah. What does that mean? Some link it, then we shall link that to Kol Isha Erva. Others don't. Why not? But some say it's a Raya Shirei Kodesh, or Yoni Kodesh, there's no Kol Isha Erva, because she could lay. Others say it's not really a song, it's only a chant. So chance you could, they're very, the whole literature, I'm not going into the riots back and forth. But look at the post and they discuss it at once. Yes?
What else other than the hero? They have a
conscience. Or lullabies, which are...
Yes, love songs.
Love songs are up. Period. Non-love songs is as much. A what?
Concert.
Yeah. What she's singing is a concert.
Jewish
songs. Who's like Jewish? Are songs written in the Hebrew language? I've heard some of those songs. Wow. And I don't hear the English equivalent, so I don't believe what goes on. Kaddish Kadosh. Now you're going to be started. You know that
you know that the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Sanhedrin that a person is not to use psukim for songs, and the Shir HaShir has mentioned this specifically. The question whether it's more kal or chomer. If you say it's more kal, you're in big trouble and you can't sing anything serious in the world. That's a measure of the Chibbeth and the Sadi. People sing Ozer Ula Tzadik and Ozer Chiani Sunni, and the Mishnah Brewery attacks us. It's in the top Kup Samach and Zechel of Hormon. He throws it in from the Ma'aril, I believe. Asa'uni Banefa Kikino, right? Something like that. Close from the Gemara. But presumably, Ahmed, that we see other girls, presumably we hold, presumably, I don't know, that Shir HaShir has been Yuchat Asr. What do you mean, Asr? It's Asr to use those psukim in reference to a man-woman relationship. I'll tell you a story. Like, I was once at a wedding standing next to the Rav Soloveitchik Shalita, and the Kala was walking around the chosen, and the cantor was intoning in his very melodious baritone, Do-di-di, etc., etc. And the Rav was going wild. Stop him. I never heard the Rav to make a big deal when they think Ozer Ula Tzadik. Obviously, what the Rav must hold like this, like a specific user of using a part of the Shir HaShir to refer to a man or a relationship. But that's also no matter who's singing it, even a male baritone. Look at the stuff, coalition, I think. Yes?
You know that speaking
voice
is looking, when exactly did Joe want to speak in?
Well, that's something the Poskim say about a laning. Some Poskim want to say that laning, there's no problem, they assume there's no problem from Kalusha. Well, I don't know. Mata Pashta Dokim Kotan, that's a tune, sort of, but you wouldn't call it a song. I don't know. Some Poskim say no. Some Poskim say Taka means Kalusha every night, okay? And it's a cold one, there's no one. I would say it's also for a different reason, it's Shir HaKodesh, otherwise it would be awesome, it's only a chance. It can't be a riot, it's three different permissions to be about that issue. So I can't be any riot. If the distinction does exist, I'm not sure where to rely on either. Sorry. Yes? How they do it, they presume
they
it.
They have to listen to the song.
We learn from a comma, they're calling it the machinery. No, they're
they have to listen to the song
several times to be able to listen and compose it. How the composer did it? I don't know. A woman composer. I don't know. A male soloist, I don't know. I can't answer that question, I don't know what happened. Yes? I haven't seen anywhere older or younger in the state of America. I mean, several of the quoted. Well, you know, every probably has a part which is not part of the probable. I mean, so they could be singing a non-love song. Exactly, that's exactly the point. Okay, now we spoke before about Kol Zemer. Very interesting. The Ramah says that Kol Haragil Bo is Mutter, the Russian of the Ramah. Kol Haragil Bo is Mutter. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Brewer says it means, Tifrat says it means that called the Bura, the speaking Bura, which is generally Mutter. I must tell you that the Gemara in Kiddushin says, I mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, that even that might be also. It all depends how you speak. I'm told that in certain secretaries when they answer the phone, they're probably a lack of shalosh. You know, it's obviously meant to say, you know, say hello, and the third somebody says shalom, shalom. Somebody says hello, could be a za hello, that it speaks volumes. You know, so that's what the Gemara Kiddushin means. That hello is us, even though there's no tune, right? That's us. But generally speaking, if speaking voice is most, that's how the Shavuot interprets the Ramah of Kol Haragil Bo. Of a Kol Haragil Bo Eino Erva. However, if you look at our Tzimri Chavudas of last week, look at the same quotes from last week, look carefully. Tzimri Chavudas read last week. Look, please, in the very next piece, called Kuf Yud Zayin. Look what he says. Something very interesting. Do you have a Tzimri Chavudas? It's in the third or fourth page. Host Kuf Yud Zayin. Look what he says. Call the Isha of the Law in your Kriyashma. That we started this year today. That the Rosh says it does not apply to Kriyashma. Aval Amorachai Kosta Vishar Abenu Hai. That's a high goal that you were talking about earlier. The call Hanel in your Kriyashma. Which is misunderstood to mean only Kriyashma means, I'm telling you, it means especially with regard to Kriyashma. The Chai Kosta Vishar the call Zemer Vafilu V'Ishtal Erva. Okay? The Kotzer v'Shulchan Aruch, the Yesh Tizor v'Krishma, the Dafka Kol Zemek. Havel, now watch what happens now. Havel Kol Dibura She'eino Zemer She'medaberet Kedarka, normal tone of voice, Mutter. K'moshe Kotzer v'Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah, period. Now listen to this one. The Kotzer v'Agos Maimon, the Hu Adin, L'chol Kol Harogil Bo Lo Chashina. What do you say? Does he understand Kol Harogilbo to mean Kol Dibura? What do you say, yes or no? Bad chance. I mean, he says two different things, no? First, he says only Kol Zim Zerav Alo Dibura. And he says, who I did Kol Harogilbo? The Mr. Ruah took Kol Harogilbo, how do you understand it to mean Kol Dibura? I don't think that's a Dibur Hamudis is learning. Yes?
Is it possible the first thing is that
the
wife and the
Marabah
would be
co-hero
of
women,
or
that'd
be different?
I don't think that's what it means. If you look at the word, it seems to me it doesn't say anything about these two lines about Ishtar. I'll tell you what I believe it meant. You'll find it radical again, but this is an answer to what I was asking before. I think that what he means is that if there's a particular instance in which somehow or other, I don't know how it happened in the first place, somehow or other there exists a kol isha which he is ragilbo, and as a result will not be made in the day hearer, then I think he said it's mutter. This is Dibur Chavudas l'shitasa. We had a Dibur Chavudas last week who said, remember we had by shok visha and by draw visha, he seemed to say that if it's not made to the hero because for whatever reason is used to it in that place, as long as he's used to it for whatever reason, he's considered it to be permissible. It seems to me that's what he's drawing at over here as well, I think. So he's saying that Kol Harogilbo means, how did it come up in the first, I don't know. But right now that it's Harogilbo, let's say for argument's sake, he grew up, I'll give you an example. He grew up, in a situation in which I don't want to speculate what he means, but what he means is in a given case where it's Ragilbo, perhaps there'll be no Isser. The significance of this is very great. I'll tell you why. Because if this is gotten in the original source of Ragilbo, if there are more quotes, if there are more meant it this way, it may be an indication that there are more. It's passing like the Dibur Chavudas in general against the Teferet Shmuel from last week. That was the most critical question of last week's shiur. Maybe it's a bit of an indication here that Ramah is perhaps taking a stand on the more lenient side. That's the significance of this possibility. Yes?
If you accept this as you explain, you come to the conclusion that
one knows
another major horror,
it
becomes
slippery.
Period.
I'm not willing to go that far.
But what does it mean then?
So
Ragilbo means that he hears...
I told you, take the analogy from the Levush we spoke about last week. So if in the entire country, entire city, everyone goes with a certain kind of Levush, the Dibur Chavudas said, it's mutter. However, if a person says, I'm going to go on the beach and everyone's wearing a bikini, and I'm not going to go on the hero, I'm not mad to that.
In a society which...
You hear what I just said?
In a society which female vocalists are common and played routinely on all the radio stations and...
Well, they have, we're not the radio book club, so we have no problem with
that. But the notion at that point becomes that the voice stops becoming arousing.
On the radio.
Well, that now we come down to the question of sociology. If it can be shown that these voices are not typically arousing to any particular person, to society at large, would that in fact be
not? That might be, but that's different than what you said at the beginning. That might be, but yes.
They didn't talk about
Ishto. Ishto,
yeah.
So, your wife's going to call Ishto Erebus. Well, Shat Krishna certainly also. Like, Ishto Krishna will certainly be a part of it too. You can't hear what's singing when you say Krishna.
So, she
wants to sing
around the house.
So, what's the problem?
So now she's
an
Erebus because she is.
Why?
Nida.
Ah, you left out that trap. Oh, I didn't hear you say. Call Ishto Nida. That is a big shout in Poskim. Rav Moshe says Tzorachiyin, doesn't give an answer, because Ketshila says Tzorachiyin. Rav Avadio says that it's Mutter. And he has a pretty good raya, I thought. His raya was, it's a Kavachomer from what? His stock list in the Kalmos. Hamachusim. His raya. By his stock is in the Mikra Adiyan, if I'm not mistaken. His stock is from Kalmas and Mechusim by a Kriya, the whole Zazim that we know about next week. But by Ishto Nida, it's Mutter. Kavakalma Kalisha, which is Mutter by Kriya Torah, one drop stock, should still be Mutter by what? By Ishto Nida. You can argue back and forth. I think it's Mutter. But for those who say it, I'll say I have every right to be Machmer. Okay? Yes. Perhaps. All right. I don't know what happened over here. This is supposed to be half about. I'm not even halfway through with the first part. Okay. The final. This model left the way next for next week. Let's just try to finish this in it. The fourth and final line of the Sugya Chavdalet is Amar Rav Sheshi Seh Abisha Erva Shenema Sarei Keheder Ha'izim. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tiv Beis Seh Shalisha Shadaka L'Chasoso Osu Likros Kenegdo Afilu Ishto Ava Besula Shadaka Melech Puros Rosh Mutter V'adin Hasara Shal Noshim Shiragil Mokis Kutsim Samasa. That the single girl or the girl with the hair sticking out of the kerchief or the hat is mutter. So Mr. Brewer writes, listen very carefully please, in Sivkot and Yud, Mr. Brewer writes as follows, that this heter only applies to Nisha Knuya or to the Sars Kutsa Samasa. But if all the women in town don't cover their hair, it's answer nonetheless. V'da'od. That people in Derek Isha Zuba Chaver Osev also Moko Lelech Begili Arosh Beshuk Kedech Aprutus also Ukamolin and Gili Shogod also Bechol Gavni Kanaus of Cotton Days. Now of course you're probably waiting for me to come out and say, well look, since the last week we found ample with three matir at least with Timothy 9 when it came to what? To Tevach Bisharab, remember that was the whole discussion from last week, that it's probably not the status of real Erebus, maybe the hearer. To Kavachomer, we should be matir by what? By Seir. That's what Mishnah Berurah said. The Mishnah Berurah, although he does Aser, Seir Bisharab for Krish from his man Azeh, even if everyone walks around the Gilu Rosh, which he didn't lift away in his time. But he does matir it by Tzimah Seinayim. Although he Asers by Tevach, although he has to be an Acher, but by Seir is more maker. Aruch HaShulchan, you never know the famous, world-famous Aruch HaShulchan, which Moshe is masking to. That is Man Azeh, Bavon Hoseinu, Arabim. Women don't cover their hair in many places, so in such places, it is Mutter. You're going to find, however, that there may be an interesting and almost paradoxical and ironic twist over here. Catch this one. I want to maintain that it's possible, I'm not saying it's the Pesach Halacha, it's possible to say, somewhat paradoxically, that Tevach Bisha Erva, if he closes his eyes, might be Mutter. That's what we thought was the Haskamah's roller poster we thought last week. Where Seir Bisha Erva might be us. sound crazy. Not Mishnah Sfarah. Almost as if I'm a hakas to Mishnah Berurah. This backwards. But let me throw out and try what I'm driving at. I'm not saying it's a psak, but it's a possibility. Chazon Ish, which was put in the back, has the following question. You see yourself a woman, you're saying you're benching, you're at a bar mitzvah, you're benching, and there's a woman sitting somewhere at the next table, right in front of you, and you have no idea if she's single or married. If you see her from the back, if you have no idea, her hair is not covered. You have no idea if she's single or married. No idea, you don't have a sword person you love before in your life, no way to know. May you bench or may you not bench? What do you say, fellas? So the Chazon Ish says, look, it's Tabish Erva. It's because it's maybe the day here. Then to Chazon Ish, it should only apply if you know she's married. If you don't know she's married, it should be Mutter. Not only Mutter in New York, Mutter in B'nai Brak, Mutter in Meir Sharim, Mutter in Borough Park. Because even though all the married women cover their hair in these super, presumably in these communities, but since you don't know she's married, so I haven't met her here. You probably know she's a single girl. She should be single, you mother, and you don't even know she's single. So it almost comes out when you say, well, you don't know, it won't hurt you. Right? You don't know she's married, so it should be mother. However, it's a Chazon Ish. It's a twist. We don't find it anywhere in Poskim. We don't find anyone who should say that it's mutter to recite the Shema bench. If it's a woman whom you don't know, connect the car. Now, what do you make of this? Why is it up if you don't know? The Chazon must be the pshat. The Chazal said that Seir Beisha Erva Beisha Nesua, they made it as an Erva, period, Adka. What do you say? What's Chazon saying over here? So I think he's saying this about Tefach Bisha Erva, Shok Bisha Erva, why the Erva? Why is it Tefach Bisha Erva, Shok Bisha Erva? The answer is clear. It's maybe the day here. Since it's maybe the day here, therefore there's a requirement to cover it. However, by Seyar, not the Pshatah. Seyar, look, a single girl need not cover her hair. So it's clear we assume that just the mere sight of a woman's hair is not maybe the behir. So then, what's going on? So why is it that there's also the question Krishma Keneged Seir Isha? There must be, again, to affirm it, V'la'abochu. It's the reverse. The Torah is Machayev and Isha Nesua to cover her hair. Period. Since she's required to cover her hair, we now, the halacha says, Seir B'Isha Erva. And therefore, whether you know she's in the Nesua or you don't know she's in the Nesua, that will only make a difference as far as here is concerned. But as far as the Shem Erva is concerned, the Easter exists no matter what. And as a matter of fact, Rav Moshe writes something similar. Something similar. Rav Moshe writes that even the Ramah, we mentioned the Yeshua and the Ramah last week, which is the most talking of the whole life, but if the Yeshua and the Ramah, that the Acheret, Isha Acheret is not your wife, even Torah mitzvah is also, but Moshe writes only by Gufa Isha, not by Seir. Why? So Moshe writes this verse. But by Gufa Isha, maybe they hear her. But by Seir, it's not a problem. It's only if it's a Din of Erva. The Din of Erva is Tefach. Less than Tefach is okay. Oh. So Moshe explains more. But this is the difference between Seir and Isha on the Dereis level and on the Rabban level. On the Dereis level, Moshe writes, we mentioned a little bit this last week, is the Chiyas and Mechata Rova Rosh. That's the Chiyas and Mechata Rova Rosh. Period. The remainder can be revealed. But the Rabbanan said, since this role is, quote, Mitzad Shalom Esuyam, since it's not specified which role. So one day she'll go with the hat this side, next day she'll go with the hat this side, next day this side. It's not Esuyam which. So the Chazal and they declared that Seir B'Isha Erva, what are they going to do? Say the Mirat HaRosh, it was not the Torah. So they had to ask for the whole Rosh, except they permitted a Tefach. Even according to our mother, we don't have a Tefach the Mokom Acher, because maybe they're here, but they say here they got a problem in the first place. It's purely a problem of a Chal Hashem Din Erva, which is engendered and precipitated by the requirement of the Torah to cover the hair. And therefore, the Chazal said it applies even to anything but say for a Tefach. So therefore, less than a Tefach is mutter. Oh, 1 second. But perhaps one could speculate, we've been speculating a little bit last week, as to what is the reason why the Torah require the mad woman to cover her ear, which is the beginning of the way we all get started. One, there's a lot of speculation, doesn't really matter that much. We pass in Lo, Dar, Shin, and Tom, and the Crow. Every reason we give, we're lucky to stay and say no matter what, but we could probably speculate that the Das Moshe, the Dibbin HaTorah, to cover the mad woman to cover her hair, is in order that it should be known that she's married. This is a common sense kind of a reason over here. It should be known whether she's married or she's not married. They'll say she wears a ring. A ring is a Johnny come lately, a ring. A little bit of a ring. You know, Kedushin. They give her a fig, and then she's married. And then she eats it up, it's all over. So it's certainly a possibility that the reason why the Torah required a mad woman to cover her hair is that people should know if she's seen with her eyes. You have to be very, pardon the analogies, I was told that's the problem. It's not a matter of don't cover their hair. They have some other way of knowing. I was told this from a distinguished person. I'm sure people who can bear this out have been in attendance. And some of these parties, they have the singles, you know, when they get a little bit older, it's hard to find the shidduch, so they make a big party for many singles in some of the communities not that far from here. So they have chaperones. I was once there to count the chaperones. To make it easy to mix, to mingle, you know, it's like a big mitzvah, it's a shidduch, it's the biggest mitzvah. But the problem is, what happened was, some of the boys who would go over to a girl, they want to, you know, meet her in that kind of a social way, and it turns out she was married. And they couldn't tell, she didn't cover her hand. So they had to have a new thing to walk in, so the, what she do, I'm sure she handled it all right. So you had to take care of her. She's a chaperone. She was one of the chaperones. So you were going along to, they go over the chaperone, it's very pretty. So they had to have a new system, and it's going to go to the board also, they had a new system. If you're single, you got to go in with one apple. And if you're married, you got to come in with a foot of the thing with two apples. But what am I telling you the story for? I'm telling you the story to teach you why it's important to know if the woman is she single or is she married. That's because he was done wrong. It's important to know what, you know, where we're holding over here. 1 minute. So therefore, that's possibly, that'll explain why the Dindo Raisa is limited to the Shuk. Now, they don't apply to their own house. Presumably, someone comes to their own house because know that she's the who's the Baal HaBos, the who's that. We'll explain why it doesn't apply to an Amon and a Grusha. We mentioned it last week. It's only Das Yehudis in this kind of situation. We'll explain why it's only Rosh HaRosh. It's enough to discern that she's married. Well, all this is to be explained with this thesis. It's only a thesis, a hypothesis, or what I call it. It's just a speculation what the reason is. But the bottom line is, the Torah is Mechayev, the mad woman to cover her hair. And that's the Din D'oraita. The Din D'rabbana is that every tefach is b'isha ever, not because maybe they hear it, and then even a plea would have to cover it. It's since the Torah is mechayev to cover it, has a status of ever, and if a tefach is also for Krishna. Yes?
Two questions. The thesis that you presented seems to be out of line with the Rambam, who makes no distinction between Ish and Ish, but that's, I really have the second question, which is more significant, which is given the, as you said, the fact that Mr. Burr's time in the very clustered communities in Lithuania and in general, 200 years,
I'll tell you something which I think is wrong, but I'll tell you anyway. I don't want to be nation of Panecha Reikam. There is a Taz. The Taz seems to say that, although the Torah is the quite explicit, that the chiyuv for the woman who's married to cover her hair is Das Moshe, as opposed to Das Yehudit, which Rov opposed to say means the chiyuv d'oraita. The Taz seems to indicate it doesn't mean that. Partially based on the Rambam, we never spelled it out in black and white terms. Maybe it's a din de rabbanon for a woman who's married to cover her hair. It's only the rabbanon, although the Gemara says that's most likely just means there's a remez in the Torah as opposed to other things. And there are some authorities who would therefore want to extend it and say, well, look, if it's the rabbanon, and if it's manazed, like the Gemara says, it's the game, boom. That's the wrong statement, or it's an erroneous limit cook, which I'm telling you because I want to answer your questions as generously as I can. The reason I think it's wrong is But even in Tinsaroma, like the Mir Tapolskin, and the Das Moshe is really the Rabbanim, and the word is Lav Daska, still, in my opinion, the very reason why Das Moshe is called as such, even if it means the Rabbanim, is precisely to differentiate it from Das Yehudis. Das Yehudis, you mentioned yesterday, is something which could possibly change. Whereas Das Moshe, even if you wanted to grant, which again is a Mir Tapolskin, the Tapolskin, even wanted to grant, as a Dindu Rabbanon, but the nature of the Dindu Rabbanon is that it cannot change. That's otherwise the same as Das Yehudis again. Huh? So that's as far as I can go on that now. I'm going to even further than I should have gone. Yes?
But then,
right, you're right. The shahal is, what chat, please? What chat by Nochus? Do we say that the Chiyah of Kisu makes the same error? Isn't that by Nochus? It's Mutter, she's no Chiyah to the Mechasa. Well, no. It's here because she's reviewed as Mechasa. And our Moshe writes, this man has there, has enough who has not used to cover their hair if they're married. Because of both sides of its Mutter. If it's based, if the Yisra is based upon the Chiyah, there's no Chiyah. And if it's based upon the Gilas, the cover is not the Gilas to cover, yes. All right, if that's the case, then the problem would exist. Now, folks, I want to apologize. I didn't get a chance to finish the first half of what I wanted to do. I didn't get a chance to start the second half. Oh, cut on the way.